saying you're not getting the same service as you would get in a co-op.
In a co-op, right.
But you're paying the same money as a co-op.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is.
You can't get lights through your streets. You can't get your doors to work. Your heating. Mm-hmm. Remember back in the days, you always would get your heat and all of that. Now, that's becoming a problem, that they're not even giving up the heat. They're not preserving the grounds like they supposed to. They're trying so hard to, what they want is to sell the housing authority, mm-hmm. the project areas, and make them be privately owned. So when we start changing into this gentrification of everything around us, mm-hmm. the housing will be catered to what they're bringing in, which is your college. And if you notice, it's not their fault. It's just a business move.
Right.
Why not make these the dorms and things like that? So they're really not trying to hook up the housing authority, but they're trying to collect the money of it. And if you go to the grounds now, one thing that I'm doing is I'm trying to get forward right now a $3,000 grant. And in this grant is trying to update or restore the playgrounds. Okay. I'm also putting in a grant for Kaboom. Kaboom is a service that comes out to communities. It's been in Baltimore. It's been in Staten Island. It's also been in Indianapolis. That they come out and help you build like big twisters, human connect fours. Remember, like when the kids were playing hopscotch, the jump board, the board games. They put them on the ground, or you find a play space for the kids to play. So these are things that we're trying to bring back when the money is already there in the South Jamaica housing, but they're not spending it. They're spending it on everything else, holding it, and not putting it back into the communities. That's where it comes back to what I was telling you, that I run the group. I'm the president of BTG, Bridging the Gap, and that's bringing things back. Like during the summer, I'm also bringing back Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. Why can't the neighborhood have that?
That's a fact.
You know why we can't have it? Because people don't step up to go get it.
Yeah.
All you got to do is make a phone call.
Yeah.
Listen, Boy Scouts of America, we have a group of kids over here that want to da-da-da-da. You know how you said before, da-da-da-da-da-da, let's go around it.
Mm-hmm. Whoop-de-whoop.
This is what it is. I'm a person that cares. Baseball. Right. Why doesn't the South Jamaica area have a baseball team? Why are they not playing basketball on a regular? They got to play on crack ground. If you go over there right now, the ground is cracked. So I'm just going to let my kid go out there, get busted up ankles because the floor is not done. That's not fair. So these are a couple of things that we're trying to get done in the community. But how they're not living up to how they treat the co-ops over in Rochdale, it's the same way that they treat this core box area of South Jamaica.
Okay.
They don't consider South Jamaica really starting until you get over there where Rochdale is at, because those are kind of the retired people of where the workforce is coming from South Jamaica. If you notice, this little area right here of South Jamaica is the workforce. Where to actually, like, it goes back to the downtown Jamaica area of what's happening right now.
I have a question. You guys also are involved with, like, helping people better themselves, like looking for work or housing. Like if, like, let's say they're going through a bad living situation, they jumping around from house to house and they need like a stable place. Do you guys have connections for people to like go look at certain programs, stuff like that? Do you guys send people out
Me self-wise, yes. Like I already know like places where people can go, because I had to go through Vested myself. Like, you know, I went through a drug program myself.
Ooh, I remember Vested.
When I had went to Phoenix House and, you know.
I remember Phoenix House.
Vested. And through Vested, you know, I had got, you know, my photo. I became a photo tech. So they send you through school. And so that's always open. But people don't know about getting into these agencies. Also, Catholic Charities is another spot that you can get into. And Catholic Charities kind of it helps you out with, you know, getting a place. You also can always apply for affordable housing. Now, it's depending where you land at in affordable houses, where, you know, if trying to still stay in Queens, it might not work. But if you're trying to move up the Bronx and things like that, going to Brooklyn, they're going to call you quick. So that's just how it goes, because Brooklyn and Manhattan, I mean, Queens and Manhattan is like off limits, because people are more moving into Queens because of how it is. It's more of the country, laid back spot. Brooklyn is becoming more into the Manhattan and the push.
Mega gentrified as hell.
Yeah. Like, it's just turning into like the baby Manhattan.
Yeah. So
everything is organic in Greenpoint.
And we also, like right now, if you look at my Facebook page, I introduce people to the 10-hour ocean. And that's a start for you to get the 10, and then you go on to get the 30. OSHA
is something for maintenance and stuff like that, because I'm in that field. So
okay, so that's helping you with shelters and being able to, like, in South Jamaica housing, if you got that certificate, if they're coming to work on the grounds, you can state your certificate and be able to get into work also. So these are little things, GED, because we don't even have GED anymore, and people don't know that. GED is down south. They run the GED programs. We have Pearson basically gives us the new tests that they have. And Pearson took over the testing for New York State.
So someone wanted to get their GED.
It's not the GED.
It's not called GED.
It's not called the GED. It's changed, but I know it's ran by Pearson.
Wait a minute. It's not called GED no more?
It's not the GED.
Fuck?
Why you sound upset?
Because that means my shit ain't no good no more. Shit, they done changed the name. That means...
these tests are the same.
Oh, listen.
When did you get your GED?
A while back, nigga. I'm just saying it's no good no more. If you listen, what he's saying, see, I don't know, because I ain't really applying out there. You know, I just make moves. Here's what I'm saying is, like, look, all right. In the 70s and 80s, it was what, a diploma?
Yeah.
All right? And the diploma switched to a GED. So if you went to somewhere and said, hey, I got a diploma, okay, all right. You ain't got no GED. That means you know, you back in that bracket. So now that they didn't change the shit to what? Fucking LED? I don't know what the hell it is now, but whatever name that they call it.
Said LED.
They just changed the name of it. It's not called GED. But it's a difference in how you take the test.
Here's what I'm saying. Like, if you go...
This nigga said LED.
If you go to a job and say, okay, listen, so what you got? Well, I got a GED. He automatically knows they don't call it GED no more. So that means you in that other bracket of niggas that had it when it was... That curriculum, GED. Like, you don't know what the fuck is going on today. You understand? So by you changing the name, you changing the game. Now you fucking it up for those that didn't.
That do have the GED.
You see what I'm saying? Now you see my logic.
I do see. I understand.
Okay.
You too.
Okay. I don't want y'all to think I'm going crazy over here. Like, see, I'm like, there's a reason. That's why I just stopped everything. Like, hold, there's a name change. That means.
I think a lot of kids now are failing.
Yeah.
They think they're going for a GED, but they're going for an equivalency test.
That's what, yeah.
Okay,
right.
Equivalency test is different than a GED. A GED was managed through a level of reading, writing,
right.
and math. Now, the equivalency test is basically testing your knowledge, and they're trying to see exactly what level you're on. So they'll throw you a total college level and see where you felt, how you felt the test. So a lot of kids are going into it and don't know how to attack it, and they're failing, and then they don't want to do it anymore. So that this is what's happening.
It try to discourage them.
Exactly, it does discourage them, because this is something that we don't know and we are not teaching ourselves, because there's so
and that's
many things that's going on, and they're changing, and we have to start. Us as the people, us as minority, us as a group, you know, we have to start asking why. We don't ask why a lot anymore, because instead of like how I was brought up, there was a whole lot of people that wanted to be leaders. There's a whole lot of people that want to be followers now.
Mm-hmm.
So they care less to know, because if he knows, I'll follow him, and hopefully he's going to guide me. When we were growing up, it was too many leaders. So you had to find a way to make a path with your life. Now, and I wanted to know. That was one of my key things. Like, I want to know, well, we were taught that too, because we had more people out there fighting. We were taught in the eras of, we grew up knowing the knowledge of Malcolm X's, Martin Luther King, Scott King, Oprah and them was even alive, you know, bridging things back then. So the knowledge that they were giving us growing up, we were taking it in. And it was like, that was our music. You know what I mean? That was our music. The music of today ain't teaching that lifestyle. The only one that's why I got to give it to Kendrick Lamar, because he's actually in his lyrics, he's teaching. Mm-hmm. He's actually saying something to tell you to get in the right track. This other music is not telling you that. All it's telling you is party, 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 party.
And pop pills. And
you know
and
who else? Pills. You know who else teaches something when he's delivering music? J. Cole.
I was just about to say.
J. Cole is another.
Common
one.
Sense is still.
Common.
Still,
common still, is still yeah. delivering.
Yeah.
Fuck Common.
Wow.
Wait a minute. You wanna know why? I said fuck Common. Cause he sold out.
He got it. What?
And he couldn't hold down Serena.
Nobody could hold down Serena if they wasn't white.
Moving on.
He couldn't hold down. Exactly. He couldn't hold down Serena. A white. I'm
what?
Just saying.
She's
what?
She's into.
That's what she does.
Listen, that's what she's into, man.
She got a fat ass.
We all know
think she into a nigga who
we all know she
make
got
it past them
ass.
Cheeks.
We all know she thick as hell. Mm. We all know her body's amazing.
Amazing.
At the age of 30,
but maybe
36,
she
whatever.
Can't
but
handle
listen,
a black
some man.
I say that
black
a lot.
Man can't handle it.
Yeah,
you notice that they didn't give Halle Berry one.
Yep.
Just for her to get that Grammy, you notice she didn't get black man. Look at Mr. Thornton, whatever that dude was. Are you serious?
Not a Grammy, an Oscar.
She got an Oscar for that.
Oh, yeah, same thing with Denzel. Yeah, remember, we spoke about that.
She would not be sounding like that with me.
I know.
All of that fake stuff that you was doing, man, she would be, oh, my God, I'd have been in kill
time. I think in Hollywood, they want you to sell out a little bit to get what you want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They do.
Denzel had to be a cop, bad cop.
Because that's one of my career goals is to continue pursuing acting. If I have to sell out and play a certain role, to get nominated for an Academy Award and win it, I'm going to go for it.
Why not?
I'm going to go for it. I'm
Why
saying
not?
So.
There's nothing wrong with it because people are doing it.
Money right. talks. People doing it. I've seen other people do it. You know, we got other black folks that sold
in
out for Academy Awards.
What I do ask from you, Jay, is that in the beginning you do that. Because once you get in the door and you show them what you can do, now you're able to dictate the roles and the things that you play. In the beginning, you got to play the game. You got to get up there to get them ranks. Because you notice, like, what I like, even with Denzel. Denzel, now, what? He get that big money. It ain't no little money when you call me. All right, now I get the, he get three. Which one you want to play? It ain't no you play this and that's what you going to play. Nah, let me give you three scripts. Choose what you want to play. Because no matter what, when you walk on the set, you 50 million and better. Like, you can't. That's Clint Eastwood money right there. Like,
where is Clint Eastwood?
Probably making another one of them, baby. What was that one he made with the fighting girl?
Fight, yeah.
Oh.
Baby girl.
Baby bitch.
It was not called no baby bitch.
Wow.
Oh, Terrence. And what was the one he...
Terrence Howard's another one, right? No, he sold out, right?
Nah, he the one that make them crazy movies.
Always.
He made the one with
always
Clint
sounded
Eastwood.
Like this, man.
Yeah.
Always sounded like this, man. Always sound like he want to cry, man. Like what's wrong with you, man?
What's the movie that...
My name is Terrence
he
Howard.
When he was the Nazi.
Oh.
Clint Eastwood played... he was trying to protect the black family or something like that.
I don't know, man, but Terrence Howard, man, you know, man.
Oh, my gosh, you know
hey,
it.
Hey, man, I need you to watch Empire, man. Hey, man, I need you to watch Empire, man, you know. I don't know why I sound like this, man. You know, I sound like I'm about to cry every time I talk, man. Hey, what's up, man? You stupid, man. Anyway, where did Southside go? Wow. Anyway. So, for those who want to, do other people have opportunities to be part of your organizations, your groups.
Yes.
How can you let them know? How can they go about it? How to contact you? Oh, you got any social media platforms? Like,
right.
Let them know how. Because I'm not gonna lie to you, I am interested in one of your programs because mm-hmm. as a father of a 15-year-old boy, I want to get involved because these teens need more than guidance. They need a lot. The way we were raised, we from the same age group.
Yes.
We were raised differently. Mm-hmm. We were raised, if we were raised basically by everybody else. Know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We did something. We getting our asses whipped. We getting yelled at.
By the neighborhood.
Not even that. Anywhere you go, you think you're going to act stupid and your parents won't find out? Somebody mm-hmm. knows somebody.
And look, we didn't even have phones back then. And communication got back quicker than phones.
Right.
Now these kids, they misguided. They rude, disrespectful, simple-minded. They have no remorse for stuff. They don't care. But then when they get caught up, get locked up, or whatever, all of a sudden they all apologize. They want to cry.
I'm beating somebody kid in the throat.
Jail ain't even the same.
So
don't think jail is how it was, because when I was going through it, it ain't all in the same game. Mm-mm. Like, you got to prove your states. Ain't no more proving your states. Like, you could be a cousin, you could be an uncle, you could be all of this now. All of a sudden, you down, you blood, you crip.
Right.
Come on now. Muslims becoming bloods and all of that stuff like that. That shit, that wasn't going down.
Even these, and I'm doing air quotes for those who cannot see me, even these gang members.
Yeah.
They're not gang members. There is a trend to them. They can follow something. We grew up in the same era. Me, you, Southside, Buffy.
Yeah.
We grew up in the same era. We knew what a gang member was. We knew what a real vice lord was.
Yes.
Yes.
Rip.
Yes.
Bloods, Nietas, Latin Kings.
Mm-hmm.
The other gang that was around, the ABGs, anybody get it? Who else?
Well, when we had over here, Lost Boys.
Lost Boys.
LFM.
Exactly.
The Decepticons.
Those were gangs.
Yeah.
But where they at now, they're about their families.
They are.
Making money.
And a lot of them is in politics.
They're in politics.
And you wouldn't even know it.
Some of them are not here, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Some of them are locked up, but they probably changed their life around in there, and they can't wait to get out to... Yep. Let everybody know.
You're totally correct, because so that's
everything changed. It's not the same. So can you please let these people know?
Now,
where can they contact you? How and what are the chances they have of joining you and your crew into being part of something great?
Well, me on Facebook, Instagram. I'm Joaquin One, Waakeem One. That's
Instagram. All right, can you hold on for 1 second, guys? Southside, what the hell?
Oh, my.
So 20 years later, you're figuring this out.
Yeah, I had to find this song.
Hey. That's all they want to do. Get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what that was. And the dance that he did. No, I know what song that was. It's called Universal
Mind Control. Yeah.
Now, listen. The dance that Southside. Never mind. Back to you, Larry.
Right.
Back to you, Larry.
Tell me your handle, Larry.
Facebook. I'm Larry Washington. You can basically.
You try to hold it there.
Facebook, Larry.
Why is the beat stuck in my head now?
Plastic. I stay fresh like a rock in plastic. Beat goes plastic. See galactic. Southside more be catalactic. Charismatic. Asiatic. I hustle for mathematics. Camera action. Change the status.
Fuck that nigga comment. And you dance like somebody's grandfather. I'm just putting it out there.
If you get to me on Facebook or Instagram, you can inbox me. Names or anything, email me. My Instagram is Joaquin, Waakeem 1.
Found it. All right.
And then you also have, yes. And then you also have Larry Washington on Facebook. Any one of those, you can inbox me. I'm always giving updates to what I'm doing. It's not hard to get with me. I'm not going to give my total number over here, but Keys to the Streets, they do got my number. So if anybody needs a personal or anything like that, they will always be able to get in contact with me. One of my emails you can contact with me is, two of them. You can, LarryWashington73@gmail.com. Larry Washington, LarryWashington@yahoo.com. And then it's LWashington9@schoolsnyc.gov.
I'm sorry, but every time you say your name, you sound like an athlete / up and news reporter / back to you, Larry Washington.
You know what it is.
Larry Washington live on set.
He's got that voice and personality, man.
I had to get used to. Because, you know, you could go around and you know, we could joke and we can giggle, but you got to learn how to switch. Like, and I learned that as a black brother. Like, you go into the set, you thinking that you can just always just give. See, I'm going to be me regardless, but I also want you to know that, you know, it's edited. You know, I know how to talk. I know what terms need to be talked about, and I know what is looked for. So I never want you to take me for somebody that's stupid. That's not what I am.
You finally got a bomb. I had to, basically, I had to put somebody in check 2 weeks ago. They saw me as a certain person that only knew how to do certain things. But then when they saw me having a serious discussion about life issues, I spoke at a few schools before talking, because I was in a group on myself as a teenager.
Okay.
So I spoke about life issues regarding group homes, the system, stuff like that. And the person that saw me one way, I saw this person's face, and he gave me this look like he was surprised. I'm like, what's the problem? I didn't know you were so intellectual and well-spoken, because you joke around and you talk a certain way, so I'm thinking this is you. I said, this is why I hate, and my major pet peeve is people who assume and jump to conclusions. This is why I hate that. Don't judge me because I joke around and I do certain things and I dress a certain way. And I'm not always sweatsuits.
I
know how to switch up.
Yeah.
I love me a suit.
Me too.
I love me a tie and a shirt. My nephew will tell you. Southside, I popped up at Southside's house randomly on a Sunday with a fedora, blazer, a button-up shirt, just chilling. Where was I going?
No, I can walk in a couple of spots and they'd be like, I think he got a couple of dollars. So, like, I know how to put it together. That's just the fashion.
And speaking of dressing up, another thing that we still deal with, ignorant as people, they see me dressed up. Oh, you got a job interview? You going to court? What the? Y'all still say that in 2018?
They do. They do.
They asked you going to court?
I be wanting to punch them.
Especially when you coming from your neighborhood. It's always got to be that.
Oh,
but
yeah, you got an interview?
Now, see, but
I just compliment that. Y'all. Like, I be like, you looking
on,
good.
Yeah. Under here, like, I even started, but it's the origin of how I changed myself and how I walk.
Right.
So now I put on my button up because, you know, I
that's
feel
right.
good. When
I feel good in
the
suit.
You feel good.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I learned that in just the way that's just my swag about life. And to tell you the truth. I don't never want to be under the radar for that. And that's what you got to do. I try to teach some of the young brothers.
That's right.
On the dress. It ain't about that money part, because I can look just as good as you with a little bit less than a dollar.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, sorry.
Like,
real
trust
quick.
Me, I do know how to chop.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Let me address this. I saw this on the train exactly a week and a half ago, and it was, I think I was going to see my nephew. I was on a 3 train. Young dudes. Front of everybody on the train going like this, like, yo, cash,
yep.
Pants sagging, when Hermes belts,
oh
Gucci
my god
belts. Yo bro, what you got over there, son? Yo, I'm counting this money, be chill out, counting money, just being mad extra. Me and this guy and this other lady, we looked at each other, we was like, mind you, they older than me, the people that were staring at me, they're older than me, but we all were on the same page, like, what is this world come to, son?
We didn't do that at our age. We wasn't
right.
Counting money on a train.
Right.
We wasn't counting money on a train and was like,
I'm sorry.
No, we did it on the block. We did it on the block. We did it on the block. Let me check.
He did it on the block. with my cousins and them, they liked it that. That lifestyle. One of the things they tell you about me.
Let me tell you.
Same way I've always been like the Malcolm X / Martin Luther. Like, so even when I did like how I was with the hustle, see, they wanted like my cousins and they was on the flamboyant as they get it, you know, but we was getting money.
All right, picture paid in full.
I never wanted nobody like, I don't want you to know what I got. You might try me.
And then
I was bad, so it's like I know how I thought. If a nigga show me what he got, pardon me, if a brother show me or anybody show me what they got, at that time, you gonna get it. You ain't counting no jingles and you ain't my man like that.
Right.
Like these kids these days, they live in a flamboyant. They don't
know what getting money
is. Like
they don't know what getting money is. They just, you know, they have a couple of hundreds, a couple of twenties. I'm getting this money. You haven't seen nothing yet.
That is your money.
Let me turn.
Everybody's a millionaire now.
Yeah.
See, you don't even know me and you millionaires now. We in that bracket. You wouldn't think about it, but we are. The millionaire is easy to become.
It's not about.
Now you got to become a thousandaire to a billionaire. That's the struggles. The millionaire guy. You can make a million right now. Key grip. You can make a million right now.
Key grip.
Key grip.
And he's not talking about.
I'm being real.
Actually, having a million on you, what you made.
You can see a million.
Am I right?
Yeah, but you can see it if you put it in the bank. Mm-hmm. It depends on which way that you attack it to get the money.
As far as like from the time you start working and all that,
your credit alone right now is almost a mil, half a mil.
Yeah.
Your credit alone right now until you start messing with it and messing it up and all of that. Your credit alone right now got you in those vicinities. It depends on how you just start. Because money is gone. Money is gone. Everything is credit. So you need to know how to manage your credit right now. Once you learn how to manage your credit and do certain things right and budget your money, that'll put you there already. You just got to start understanding this knowledge now. If you start grabbing onto that and knowing how to use your credit to make your credit work for you, you're there. You got to think. Never think that you're too young. You just got to take in some of the things that not everything that the adults are saying is wrong. Once you take that aspect of it and say, well, let me take what I can out of this and then push forward. But majority, if you start learning now on how to budget your money and what to do with your money, opening a bank account, a little bit of money that you do get, going out and just trying to get one job. The job is not hard. Once you get that one job, you enjoy it. Because when I started being able to spend my own money, my first job, when I was like, oh, my, I got to give my mother, but the rest of the money mine?
Right.
Once you start saying that, like, you do start sniffing yourself, but it's good. Because you become independent, and then you start saying to yourself, how do I spend my money? Don't spend your money for what social media and you giving your money back to the government. No, make the government know like, oh, wow, we need to give him more credit because if he producing 1,000, we're now 1,000 produces 500. I mean, 5,000. 5,000 produces 100,000 maybe. You got to think about what you putting into it. Everything triples over. Credit is nothing. They don't care about giving you the credit. The money count is gone.
That's
China,
what you need, bro.
China and them is getting rid of that. The China and Russia in the back heat is getting rid of that because gold and all of that is done. Check it out. It's China, they stashing right now.
That's key grip. That's where the money at, bro.
Yeah, key grip.
Know what's going on.
That's
read on. You could think, listen, I could be scrambling, but just take a second and start.
Yeah, key grip.
Think about it.
Grip.
You thinking
key
about
grip.
Look what they doing and we at an older age. The stuff that I'm doing, I run a nonprofit organization, right? If you was to take that and start saying, you know what? I'm gonna run a nonprofit and I'm gonna create socks. You didn't notice in the last year three individual kids
develop multi-million dollar sock companies.
Wow.
It was on Channel 11. I watched the news in the morning.
Yeah.
I saw one kid in a garage in the beginning of 2017. No lie. It was one kid when Subkanya was still on 11, right? He produced right out of his home, out of his garage with his father, multi-million dollar socks. Then what's name? It was a girl. She started Sweet Toes or whatever.
Right,
something.
Right.
Multi-million dollars. The end of the year, it was a kid with a disability with his father. This is the recent one. Multi-million dollars out of socks.
Get your money right.
You can imagine, you could probably create a different type of pencil or put a different color on a pencil and start selling it. In school, I was selling candy just to get money.
And the
you
color.
Believe it. Now, ladies.
And the color be called Key Grit.
This is valuable stuff.
This is real talk.
All right,
this is real talk.
Key Grip?
Yeah.
This is real talk right here.
Yeah. All right, Key Grip?
Key motherfucking Grip.
Yeah, Key Grip.
Yeah, Key Grip.
Yeah, Key Grip. Yeah, we get. All right, you got a Key Grip?
Take heed to it.
Take heed to it, Key Grip.
Look. I have one message for you. If ever, always remember this.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
All right.
Hey, Key Grip.
All right, Key Grip.
Remember that.
And you 18, you could be working for UPS and Trader Joe's is hiring.
Hey.
Hey.
Right, we'll be back, y'all.
We'll be back.
We get ready to wrap this up.
We're gonna wrap this show up.
Larry Washington just came through the building.
Yeah,
setting it off in this bitch.
Appreciate you for coming through, man. We really appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you, and we definitely gonna stay in touch. And you welcome back here whenever.
Minorities in the neighborhood, and I feel this is strong. I definitely will support, and
we will support you.
Oh, we definitely gonna support. I'm following you now. Mm. I'm gonna stay in touch with you.
We telling a lot of people.
I want to get involved with your programs, and I want to talk to other kids also. So
when I do come back, I'll let you know about this. This is a
when you coming back, man?
A black owner. He's about his name is Jamal Ray.
Oh,
produced
Southside. We gotta have this man come back. When he coming back?
You know, Terry.
I know
Terry. That this is her brother. He produced a book and put it into the school.
Oh yeah.
On how to break down.
Little Terry.
Little Terry
at the airport.
This,
yep.
This is exactly her brother produced this book.
Wow.
And he's African American brother. Three strikes out.
Support comes free.
Let's make that happen, man.
The random thoughts of a philosophy major dropout.
Let's make that happen. I need some
philosophy of my life.
Honestly,
okay.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's a fact.
Carter, like my overseer, brother Carter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get him to come here. So y'all just set it up. It'll be some things that we get. I got Kenny Carter. He's the founder of Faith.
Of Faith. Okay.
I'm actually the founder of FAF, Fathers Against Failure. Right. I'm dealing with Bridge the Gap.
Tell him what Faith means. Tell him what Faith means.
Faith is fathers alive in the hood.
And I'm one.
Definitely.
That's right.
I got a tenant association leader, Manny Martinez. So he just got in to South Jamaica housing, and we will be doing some big things.
We definitely appreciate you for coming. You're welcome anytime.
Yes.
I'm in touch. I'm definitely staying in touch with you. And you grew up with this man, so y'all always, talk to him.
That's right. Larry was that quiet nigga on the block. Just to let y'all know.
So I had to hit the block hard. If anybody really wants smoke, I would turn into a rock star. Niggas doing all this mumble rap just because they ain't got bars. You think him and his shorty going far until you find out she a thot, thot, da da. Shorty try to say a man is stingy, I said no, that nigga just pop. They hatin' on me cause they see me on the floor shining like I just smiled.
I'm in my bag.
If it's something fly that I like. I don't price, I just go cop. Bet they treat you different when you whipping and you get yourself a dope watch. When people see you winning, they just wanna get in. But when shit was looking bad, they ain't wanna be friends. But now they pretend. Facts. All the money hungry bitches tryna get up in my pants. But when I was wearing Levi, they ain't give me a chance. Now I'm in demand. Ayy. I remember I got bagged and I stuffed the drugs in back of the cop car. My man caught a bit, turned Muslim, came home, now his name is Akbar. Be yourself, you make it a lot further, dog, you ain't gotta act hard.
For what?
When your dope is good, fiends in the hood all got the same exact nah. At any given, in case you get caught slipping, yeah, nigga, you can get robbed. These niggas young and stupid, they don't think before they do shit. Popping pills, sipping fluid with a nine in their hands. Fresh out of the can. Ayy.
I been popping pills, man, I feel just like a rock.
Cook that shit up, Quay.
Baby. Whole pockets. That is my dog. That is my dog, show my dog. That is my dog, that's my dog. That is my dog, show my dog. That is my dog, that's my dog. Me and my dog, me and my dog. We get 'em two in a row. Me and my dog, me and my dog. We get 'em two in a row. Me and my dog, me and my dog. Deja keep on calling. She said she ready to pull up. As soon as I get there, I'ma put her on the floor now. I'm on my way, I'm going fast. I'm coming home to get you home. I'm on my way, I'm going fast.
Couple thousand, I just caught a lick. I was always first to hit the strip. I was not the first to get a whip, but I was the first to get a brick. Soon as I get him, I pass him off. Couple points on him, need cash for all. In your case, you'd rather crash them all. You know what man's best friend is, that's my dog.
2000, I just caught a lick. Apes and quarters turned to quarter bricks. Made a selling, leave the corner since. I was trying to leave the corner rich. Post a pic, they comment, talking shit. The goofy's trying to start a trend with that. Look, I don't know you, this the internet. And I would smoke you like a cigarette.
That's my dog, show my dog. That's my dog, that's my dog. That's my dog, show my dog. That's my dog, that's my dog. Me and my dog, me and my dog. We get 'em two in a row. Me and my dog, we get 'em two in a row. They just keep on calling. She said she ready to pull up. As soon as I get there, I'ma put her on the floor now. I'm on my way, I'm going fast. I'm coming home to get you home. I'm on my way, I'm going fast. I'm coming home to get you.
Native from these corners, we already won. It ain't where you at, niggas, where you from? I ride upon my chain before I sell my gun. Talking about the shit we already done. If them people grab you, then you know you done. Finished, get indicted, get a lawyer, all you want.
Married,
now you gotta fight it.
I'll go on the run.
Oh, it's that time of year again. The wrap up. And yo, nobody wanna hear man skill shit. Don't come outside, my new mixtape out right now. GMG, ATU, Mr. Unit. Lenny Grant. Y'all know what happened, y'all still want me to talk about it.
What?
I ain't cool with these niggas, so I'ma talk about it.
What?
Crazy, crazy, shit crazy.
What?
Crazy, crazy, shit.
Nicki and me dead, Nas, Nas and Nicki.
I'm just happy Usher ain't get that herpes and chili.
She love
me, got a 2-4 for popping the willy. Shit crazy, even Drake said free Meek Millie.
Free Meek. Free Meek, Safari don't feel bad for him. Meek and him almost beat his ass, but he was too fast for him. Kaepernick spoke to Meek Mill, that's dope. Tell Nicki Minaj, brother, don't drop the soap. Damn. Remy got a Nicki ass like what you got in them jeans. Remy won, but for now, Nicki's still a queen. Whoa. Cardi B on the hills, though, I know Nick feeling it. Three records on the billboard, Cardi B killing it.
She lit.
You ain't gotta say it, Nicki, I know. You been doing that. Cardi got a long way to go.
Okay, Nicki.
It was dope seeing Remy and Kim Link.
It was.
Hey, yo, K. Michelle, your pussy still stink. Jay-Z confessed to cheating on Beyonce. And he finally threw some shots back at Kanye. Jay no Kanye ain't about that balance. For my nigga Prodigy, let's have a moment of silence. Queen, stand up. These sluts are still winning, man. Salute to these hoes. 21 Savage wiped up Amber Rose.
What?
Playboy Cardi wiped up Black China. She had hundreds of niggas in the Nile vagina. Kevin Hart cheated and the shit got recorded. Apologized on Instagram cause he was getting extorted.
Right.
I was mad Soulja Boy and Chris Brown didn't fight. Migos and Joe Buttons almost got into a fight. Do it look like I was left off Bad and Boozy? Yeah, it was Offset, Quavo, and Lil Uzi. Niggas tried to hit Young Dolph with 100 shots. He was in the bulletproof truck like that's all y'all got?
That's it.
He was laughing watching bullets bounce off the glass. Second time around, no, them niggas shot his ass. Niggas get shot every day, that nigga tough, that's my nigga. He gon' call me like, yo, you play too much.
He good.
Hey, Boogie and them stomped out Lil B. I was mad they have Tim's on like M.O.P.
Oh, I hate Lil B.
Y'all know what happened, y'all still want me to talk about it.
Whoa.
I ain't cool with these niggas, so I'ma talk about it.
Whoa.
Crazy, crazy, shit crazy.
Crazy,
crazy, shit crazy.
Crazy.
Y'all know what happened, y'all still want me to talk about it.
What?
I ain't cool with these niggas, so I'ma talk about it.
What?
Crazy, crazy, shit crazy.
Crazy,
crazy, shit. Bobby V, you like trannies, no need to front about it. You ain't come out the closet yet, but got caught coming at it. You and Young Jock been gay for mad long. You probably paid for that dress that he had on.
What?
Tyrese broke, I ain't got no paper. Nigga tried to borrow $5 million from Will and Jada.
They said no.
Cried on the gram when he ain't get to see his tail. R. Kelly kidnapping girls, he's still a pedophile. You R&B niggas is ill. Usher got an STD you can't cure with a pill.
You nasty.
This is so disrespectful, ain't it? Wendy, your husband cheating, that's why you fainting.
Damn.
You in that bikini, Wendy, that's why he doing that. Your body look like, where the fuck is your booty at? OJ home, he ain't black, I don't give a fuck. Free my nigga Brown, Rod Diggs, free tut. White people, look at all the shit they be doing. Rest in peace to all the victims in that Las Vegas shooting. Lil white kid got 6 months for rape, but me got a 2-4 non-violent case.
Sick
this
bang.
Other white kid had us all feeling bad. Then them pictures came out with them Confederate flags.
Lil Keaton.
Oh, now we understand fully. You was calling kids nigga, that's why you was getting bullied.
Good for you.
Donald Trump still spreading that hatred.
He
man,
is.
Harvey Weinstein look like a rapist. I believe all them girls that made a statement. Dan Russell Simmons facing rape allegations.
Damn, Russell.
Please, Russell, tell me it's nonsense and you ain't been doing yoga to clear your guilty conscience. Nelly caught a rape charge, case got dropped. Prosecution and the judge ain't believe that thought.
Me neither.
Half of Hollywood got caught up in that rape shit. Lonzo Ball can't ball, he ain't shit.
He a bum.
Like his father, I'm just being real with him. I know Nike happy, they ain't do that deal with him. Wanna sell sneakers, Lonzo, get your stats up. You had a lot of hype, but your numbers don't match
it
up.
Don't.
The ring got a ring, but that shit don't count. He was riding the wave, that's Steph Curry house. Westbrook won the MVP like hello. Now he getting some help from Paul George and Melo. Kyrie left LeBron James in Cleveland. He wanted to be the man, that was his reason for leaving. 48 Laws of Power, first chapter. Kyrie, never try to outshine the master.
Stupid.
Phil Jackson got fired. Kobe got both his jerseys retired.
Congrats.
Lamar Odom still having the hard life.
Crackhead.
Derek Fisher still fucking Matt Barnes wife.
He fell.
The NFL a new KKK click. Look how them owners done Black Wolf Kaepernick.
Fuck em.
Tell Martin Luther Puff got a dream. Them crackers ain't letting Puff buy no football team.
They not.
They ain't even letting Kaepernick be a backup. They know you a good businessman with your black puff. I'm sounding like Stephen A. Smith, y'all check me out. Mayweather took too long to knock McGregor out.
He did.
Didn't Floyd give a fuck about that, no. He got 300 million and he 50 and 0.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Y'all know what happened, y'all still want me to talk about it.
Whoa.
I ain't cool with these niggas, so I'ma talk about it.
Whoa.
Crazy, crazy, shit crazy.
Crazy,
crazy, shit. The kid with all the X's in his name got knocked out. On stage, Usher won STD away from getting AIDS.
Nasty.
My mouth reckless. Khloe and Kim K7 get pregnant.
Damn.
Kylie Jenner having Travis Scott baby.
Whoa.
I know that bad boy tag, you're feeling crazy. He been so irrelevant since the breakup. It was good seeing Kim Ron and Jim Jones make up. Mace versus Kim, Harlem, how you like that? Niggas was just hyped to see Mace finally fight back. The Oracle was cool, but it wasn't no ether. Mace going to hell for acting like he a preacher. The Tupac movie was whack, ex Kevin Hart. Mano shooting Tupac up was my favorite part.
Brooklyn
Stars gave 50, 100 mil. He put me in the Bruce Willis movie, shit getting real.
The Unit.
Lil Bow Wow be doing the most. That nigga wasn't on the jet, he was on JetBlue and Coach.
Clown.
Tell Mother Nature to suck a dick. She got hurricanes out here fucking up shit.
Fuck her.
Houston, Puerto Rico, we with y'all. Trump showed the whole country he ain't shit, y'all. Traded troopers out in Houston with the people. Trump tossed some paper towels like he's shooting the free throw in Puerto Rico. America, we gotta do better. I wish we could kill Trump and bring back Hugh Hefner.
I'm just saying.
Donald Trump is a crazy cracker. Flexes on the gram arguing with a dead rapper.
Crazy.
He was telling Tupac that he lied. It got real emotional. Funk Flex even cried.
That's not fun.
I ain't gonna talk about the chick situation. Me and his wife already had that conversation.
Period.
I'm still the most underrated rapper. I came up with Bitcoin, so that shit don't matter.
Crypto.
I'm in the crib like with us, I'm a right bout. Oh yeah, I'm a roast and got kicked out the White House. Terrorists been popping up in New York lately. Nigga blew himself up by mistake, shit crazy. Janet Jackson turned 50, had her first baby. Khaled all over Instagram with his first baby. Beyonce had twins with Sean Carter. Serena Williams had a baby, I think Drake is the father.
He is.
I had a baby, can't wait till I see him walk. Pharrell had triplets, enough of that baby talk. Back to that street shit, niggas don't feel me. Tax Tone got locked up and pleaded guilty.
Damn.
Why you ain't help him? I ain't come with that nigga. We ain't cool like that, but it's free tax, nigga. We don't wish jail on niggas, free tax, nigga.
Free tax.
Rest in peace, Comeback Jack, nigga.
Yeah, shout out to Uncle Murda. Shout out to Uncle Murda.
Is this thing on? Is it on? Is it on? Is it on?
It's on.
Well, one thing you can say for sure.
What?
They heard us better. A whole lot clearer. So we just got a couple of kinks, that's all.
Yeah, fix your kinks next week.
Yeah. But for the most part, they can hear us much better. We ain't had to share.
We need to start on time.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh.
What the... Anyway, shout out to Larry Washington for coming through. Shout out to him for coming through. He came, dropped knowledge, and I really want to be part of his organization and help out the rest of these.
You got some strong things out there.
I want to be part of helping out these troubled teenagers because they need guidance.
One thing, one little note. Sorry about that. Before the show, I did receive some bad news of a young man who, last year I did a basketball tournament for BSBL. Shout out to BSBL. My boy Elijah, out in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So I was doing the, you know, video and music for the basketball tournament. Yeah. And they had the Brownsville crew, one of the basketball players that was there. He got killed over Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, come on.
So I just got that news today, so I have to find the videos of him playing ball and stuff like that. So really, really sad. It really hit me today. I was like, damn, man.
Condolences
to his family, close friends, everybody as part of his life.
Man. So shout out. And, you know, 21 gun salute, man. Appreciate all that you do, you know.
Southside, that wasn't a gun.
That was the air. I mean,
he just got killed. Don't even play that.
Right.
That's why I put the.
That's why he put the horn.
That's why I put the. That's why I put the. Air, that's why I put that because it wasn't appropriate to put.
But
yeah,
but
see,
even
that,
with the horn, it's
no.
Like,
it's a
salute to him.
Damn, bro.
But I didn't tell you to play the guns, though. Let's have a moment of silence for the young man.
That was a moment of silence. the way he did it.
He was turned up on the court. He was turned up in life. So I'm going to give him what.
Turn up.
All right. I just want niggas to serve potato salad at my shit. Just some award winning good
shit. How
would
you know if it's being served?
Right.
I'm going to see everything, bro.
Yeah. We don't know. You never know. You could be sick.
That's why your mama watching you get it in every night. Every night.
At my funeral, just play lots of music, have great food. He said, put a check sign in my coffee.
If you don't have at least two people cry over your casket, you wasn't shit. Because the bitches don't fight over you at your funeral, you wasn't slinging that cock out there.
All right, just, you on some other shit. I don't want nobody fighting. Just like,
my cousin, he had a stable. It was a whole section. Them bitches just eyeing each other. You know, it got popping. I was like, that nigga's that nigga. That's when we all.
We don't need a type of funeral.
We as guys, we look at each other like, that nigga was. That was that nigga.
Reminiscing on the good things that I've done and talk about the bad things that I've done. You know, everybody is not perfect.
Every chick that go on a funeral with sunglasses was fucking them.
What?
Besides the mother, you know, the aunties and the family, right, but every chick that come in there with the one with the baby crying on the far right, yeah, mm-hmm. Her too. Her too, the thick bitch that you thought he would never. Yeah, her too. Because let me tell you something, it'd be some cold nights. Half a nigga inbox right now is thick. Half of your inbox is thick bitches getting at you. All right? It is. And they winning on Pornhub. I ain't even going.
Facts.
They winning on Pornhub. So
facts.
If you ever had an itch, go on Pornhub and just put a search for.
Facts, they are.
BBW sloppy. Just God damn. They out there doing
so
new
shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got a message saying that you should play some more clean music. Then I got another message saying you should play a lot of reggae.
Yeah, I really let me tell everybody out there something. I had so much lined up, and this is all my fault. So I promise to give y'all spectacular. Nothing but excellence next week, but I had so much stuff lined up because
we don't believe you. We need more people.
Because next week I'm having a big 90s party. Shout out to Dons and Divas, BBW Bunnies. They're going to be in the house next week.
90s, not 70s.
Right.
Not 70s. That move was straight Travolta.
That's 70s move. Stop.
What?
Anyway.
All right. But we got the BBW Bunnies and Dons and Divas coming next week. They're having a big 90s party. Now, we had a big pajama and lingerie party. Yeah, you guys missed that. It was. A couple of kids got made that night. I ain't even going to hold you.
What
yeah.
day was this?
This was.
A day that you wasn't there?
Wow. So, anyway.
I thought there was one this year.
There's one going down January 27th.
I know. I was
2018 is the 90s flex. The same people that brought you. The pajama and lingerie party. We turning it up. And they're going to be in the house next week. So they're going to talk about the party and things of that. So we're going to have a lot of ladies next week. So we got a healthy dose of women next week. So we're going to start putting that flyer out. Shout out to Mikey AK, too. We just put his music up today on the Keys to the Street Instagram page. You can follow that. But we just put his music up. He is bringing some heat. He's coming February 1st, bringing that sound from Delaware. But he originated on the West Coast.
All right. Check out my new album. It's dropping tomorrow.
So, you know, we got Jay. Jay album dropping called the Jay Files.
I'm saying it's dropping tomorrow. On
what's called featuring Most Nobody.
and I got the remix with DJ Air.
Yeah. Produced by Amazon.
Produced by who?
Produced by Amazon.
Yeah, pretty much. And executive produced by eBay. So
Trump on the tracks.
Who?
Trump.
Who?
On the track.
who got an album coming out? Not me.
Mike Hill made it.
Trump Hill made it.
Oh man.
Nah, seriously, man. Good show tonight. Larry Washington came through and dropped some knowledge, great information. It was pretty cool. And we were able to do our quick recap know what I'm saying?
Real.
Next week, we're going to basically come up with a great topic, so y'all got to stay tuned. We will give you a little, hopefully we're trying to, what we're going to try to bring to you guys is a little tease of what we're going to talk about each week. So we're working on that. So thanks for tuning in, those who tune in, those who were in a check-in, who text me, inbox me or DM me saying that they're listening. I got people listening from Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, and San Antonio.
Shout
out to them. And my people's in New York also listening. So, yeah, shout out to everybody. South, what up?
Don't look at me like that, Keith Rick. I pause because I want to pause. You understand? Because I can, nigga. Because I can. Make me back up.
Hey!
Cell block 9, nigga.
Sasa, like, where that music was from?
You out.
I like my fist squirming.
What was that music from?
You're free. Huh? You're free. What was that music from?
Africa.
No, the music that you played.
I don't know. What the
I thought it was from the Live 365.
What, you want to hear what the fuck is on here?
I was about to say we're done with. No, but all right. So we're back next week. Same channel. Same time. Well, we're back at 8 o'clock next week, sharp. Southside, get it together. Everybody's going home. We got to deal with this long day tomorrow of rain. Yeah. Everybody have a great. Matter of fact, what you got going on this weekend?
You understand? Oh, I'm sorry. I was listening to myself. Yeah, what did you just say?
What do you have going on this weekend?
What I got going on this weekend? I'm in the fucking lab this weekend. Let me tell you something. I got a lot of music to get uploaded. I had a lot of music come through. I'm getting ready for this 90s flex. And Buffy's checking the time. And I'll be in the house getting my 2K on. I got to get my team up right now.
Buffy, what you got going on this weekend?
Some mad
playing
too.
With myself?
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, this show's over. What do you That's have going on this weekend other than that, whatever you just mentioned?
Well, my I'll be going right to now. The gym.
Squatville, USA?
Yeah, squat life. Gotta practice squatting, you know. Gonna be squatting on some things.
All right. Yeah.
Squat life.
No, for real. I'll be going to the gym, getting this body right, and hit up a few of my cousins, hang out with them a little bit.
Well, as and for then, me, oh, my bad. Sorry. I thought you were going to
talk about
something.
Get ready for work Monday. Everybody will be off. Some people will be off because of Martin Luther King.
That's right. Martin Luther King.
Not me.
I will be working. But
my day is short.
Well, so. I work for a black man and we'll be working. So.
Well, my day is short. I got to work Monday, but I'm only working about 4 hours. So I'm straight. I'll be off by 11 a.m. So technically it's like I still have the whole day. It's a quiet weekend for me. Again, I've been watching a lot of Law & Order for the last 3 weeks, and I'm going to continue doing that this weekend.
Wait a minute. Which one?
SVU, of course.
I'm just making, hey, I watch, hey, did you see the one with Terrence Howard? Bet y'all niggas don't know about
nah,
that one.
I ain't watching no Terrence Howard, man. You know,
all right, they got a Law & Order, Law
& Nah, man.
In I'm LA. Not watching did you see that, that one?
Right. I'm not watching that, man. No, I'm going to be, I'm going to check out a few events this weekend that's local. In Brooklyn, I'm going to visit a few family members. And I'm just, for the most part, I'm going to be just taking it easy, just watching Law & Order, just relaxing. For those who's listening in Maryland, also on a check-in, I will be out there next month. More details on that. But that's about it.
It sounds like a good weekend, brother.
Key Grip, what you doing this weekend?
Looking for a job.
Key Grip is looking for a job, so if y'all know somebody hiring, hit your boy up. Thank you. All right, have a good night.
Wow.
Key Grip is looking for a job, so if you know somebody that's hiring, hit your boy up. Thank you. Good night.
I'm going to say it slowly for those who did not catch it. He's looking for a job. If anyone knows who's hiring, DM me on my Instagram. Or
if any strip clubs need to be sweeped up. If you need a key grip.
All right, y'all. So we're going to wrap this up. Keys to the Streets. We'll be back next week. But stay tuned. Every day we have music 24/7. And the lineup is Southside.
Oh, we got New at Noon. We got the J List, 7 to 8. We got the Beauties List. Damn it, almost fucked that
from
up.
From 8 to 9.
Then we got Southside Mix from 9 to 10. We got Slow Jams from 10 to 12. And then
we got the underground.
Right, we got the underground
rap for the up and coming artists. 12 to 1. This is every day. Southside is working hard at providing music for all of you guys to listen to. Shout out to everybody who's been hitting me up every day saying they jam out at work and they car. No matter what, they listening.
We appreciate y'all.
And they've been telling me, tell your boy Southside, great job. So
we've been,
you know what I'm saying?
We've but been anyway, working hard.
We're wrapping this up. It's your host, Jay.
Your girl, Buffy.
Southside in the building was good.
And Keys to the Street Show. That's who we are, and we're out.
My friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day
you are now this nation will